So one of the original members of the Screwed Up Clique that goes by the name of Big Pokey has sadly passed away. Now, Big Pokey was actually performing inside of Beaumont, Texas on stage. While he was telling the DJ to do something for him, all of a sudden you heard him start to breathe real hard into the mic. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Big Pokey actually collapsed. Now, a lot of y'all may know Big Pokey because, like I said, he is a Texas legend. He's been on some of the most legendary, songs with some of the most legendary Houston, Texas artists. I mean, he's part of that crew that really blew up Houston, Texas. The scene during that time when Houston, Texas was really on like one of his most biggest uprisings ever. Of course, he was on that song "Sitting Sideways, Boys in the Days." Yeah. So I mean, so he definitely was a big figure in Texas, period, as a whole. But I'll get more into the details and show a clip of the footage of when he passed, not passed away, but passed out right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm going to get you out to the notification gang, Key Talk gang, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go to hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, so here's just like a little clip of a random footage that was recorded at the show of Big Pokey whenever he was recording. Now, if you look at the video, you're going to see him start to breathe hard and then he kind of like falls over. I will not put the part where he actually falls over to hit the ground, just the starting part about that. And then we can kind of maybe explain a little bit about it.
Give me something, man. Hey, DJ. Come on, man. Give me some pet or something, man.
Stop playing with a big hoe.
Anyways, so in the last part where you saw him do that long breath, right after that, he actually just ended up falling over, and I believe they tried to give him CPR and all type of other stuff. Now, of course, we know that Houston, Texas, and of course, the artists inside of H-Town, Texas are the ones who made that double cup popular, and of course, that stuff that goes inside the double cup, if you know what I mean. And whenever you're sipping on that stuff that goes inside that double cup with the double cup, you know, you got to have like a super healthy lifestyle because, you know, that's the reason why a lot of Houston, Texas artists and Houston, Texas people in general have actually passed away. Now, that's in no way saying that that's what happened in this particular situation. Now, we do know that it is summer in Texas, and summer in Texas is probably one of the hottest than anywhere on the earth, it seems like, because it does get like that in Texas whenever it's summertime heat time, you know what I'm talking about, and it's just literally heating up right now. So, that definitely could play a role, but nobody exactly knows. We'll have to wait for like a coroner's report to come out, and then that'll give exactly what it was. It could be some type of vascular, some type of heart, anything like that is all. But like I say, man, you know, RIP to Big Pokey. As more details come out about the actual situation and what it actually is, we'll be able to give more of a for sure, okay, this is what it was. You know, it was this, it was that. But as of right now, it'll just be speculations as far as what it could be. Just based off the music, you can probably say it was the double cup. But like I say, man, you don't know if Buddy, stopped for a while or whatever it may be. As the coroner's report come out, definitely I'll keep y'all updated, let y'all know. But I do want to say RIP to the Texas legend. Let me know something. Comment down below. Let me know what you think about this entire deal. I'm out.